Hello, friends.
Hey, Lulululur.
These lessons on the Christ connection.
Pelajaran ieu perkawis hubungan sareng Krist.
They are based on the first verses of the book of Acts.
Kadayana dumasar kana ayat-ayat hiji ti kitab rasul-rasul.
The Bible calls it the Acts of the Apostles.
Kitab jembatna padamelan rasul-rasul.
Translators put that title.
Penerjemah masihan judul eta.
I think it's the wrong title.
Abdi ngemut judul ieu lepat.
It's the Acts of the followers of Jesus.
Ieu carita ti murid-murid Yesus.
There are four records of the life of Jesus.
Aya opat catatan perkawis kehidupan Yesus.
We call them Gospels.
Urang nyebatna Injil.
Then comes the record of the Gospel of the believers.
Beras nyusul catatan perkawis Injil nu percanten.
The Acts of His followers.
Carita ti murid-muridna.
Lesson 3 and lesson 4 are based on one sentence in those first four verses.
Pelajaran 3 sareng 4 dumasar kana hiji kalimat ti 4 ayat nu ngawitan.
Lesson 3, He gave commandment.
Pelajaran 3, anjeunna masihan hiji parentah.
That's what we discussed in the last one.
Ieu anu ku urang di gunem catur.
A commandment calls for response, yes or no.
Hiji parentah anu nyuhunkeun tanggapan, nya atanapi henteu.
You obey or you don't obey.
Kaderek taat, rapi teu taat.
The order is given.
Parentah tos dipasihkeun.
You can be a rebel.
Tiasa janten tukang berontak.
Or a skeptic.
Ka urang sangsaya.
Or a cynic.
Ka urang nu sinis.
Or lazy.
Pedul.
Or disinterested.
Teu katarik.
Or you can be obedient.
Tiasa taat.
And happy.
Bagja.
And glad to know what the master wants.
Mikaresep naon pangeresa Gusti.
And believing in what he wants.
Percanten naon anu dikeresakeunana.
Then your response is yes. Okay, count me in.
Terus tanggap saderek nun mangga abdi keresa.
Lesson number 4 today is the last part of that sentence.
Pelajaran kaopat dinten ieu nyaeta bagian panungtung ti kalimah eta.
He gave commandment to the ones he had chosen.
Anjeunna masihan hiji parentah ka jalmi-jalmi anu atos dipilihna.
Now there again, check your Bible, you'll see I've changed some words.
Kalideui parantos Alkitab saderek saleh anu terang abdi tos ngarobi.
Your Bible probably says to the apostles.
Alkitab saderek panginten nyarios ka rasul-rasul.
I don't agree with that.
Abdi teu panuju.
When he gave commandment, it was to more than the apostles.
Anjeunna masihan hiji parentah sanes mung ka rasul-rasul.
And that's why I say to all of his followers.
Tumargina abdi nyarios kanggo sadaya murid-muridna.
We have abundant proof that that is the fact.
Pasieur yen ieu teh nya kanyataan.
I'm not misusing the scripture.
Abdi teu nyalagunakeun panganditan ka Gusti.
He gave these instructions to the people that he came back and appeared to.
Anjeunna masihan parentah ka jalma-jalma nu ditepangan saat gugahna.
We know there were 120 of them.
Urang terang aya 120 jalmi.
So there were more than just the 11 apostles at that time.
Aya langkung ti 11 rasul waktu sarita.
Now think about this.
Ayeuna emut.
Think about this.
Kan perkeus ieu.
To the ones he had chosen, he commanded.
Jalmi-jalmi tos dipilihna anjeunna masihan parentah.
Who is chosen?
Kanu kapilih.
That means to you and to me.
Ya artosna saderek sareng abdi.
We are chosen.
Urang kapilih.
Oh, then that means we are his choice.
Oh, janten artosna urang teh jalmi pilihan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That gives me dignity.
Abdi bagja pisan.
That gives me courage.
Abdi janten wantunan.
I'm chosen.
Abdi kapilih.
I am one of his choices.
Salah saurang ti jalmi-jalmi pilihanana.
He trusts me or he wouldn't have chosen me.
Percanten ka abdi atanapi moal milih abdi.
Believe that.
Percanten wae.
He trusts you.
Anjeuna percantan ka saderek.
Or he wouldn't have chosen you to hear these studies.
Anjeuna mal milih saderek kanggo ngadangukeun pelajaran ieu.
Why you?
Nah, saderek.
A lot of people are not here today listening like you are.
Jeur jalmi nu teu darongkap dinten ieu ngadangukeun saproh saderek.
Ask yourself.
Teraskeun ka diri saderek.
Why are you here?
Nah, sadereknya di dieu.
You're chosen of God.
Saderek dipilih ku Allah.
To hear these things.
Kanggo ngadangukeun hal-hal ieu.
They bring knowledge to you.
Masihan saderek ilmu penemu.
And that will bring responsibility.
Sareng meryogikeun tanggal waler.
But I don't like to think of responsibility when I'm acting in obedience to my Lord.
Tapi abdi teu resep ngemutan tanggal waler waktos abdi ngalangkungan dina kataatan ka Gusti.
I don't have to obey him.
Abdi teu kedah taat.
It's my honor, it's my privilege to be part of what he wants done.
Dingaraos kahormat ku abdi kanggo janten bagian tinaon anu pidamelna.
Here you are.
Saderek.
Wonderful you.
Saderek anu hebat.
I don't care where you came from.
Demirosia asal.
Wonderful you.
Saderek hebat.
God has looked down from heaven.
Allah tos ningali ka handa ti sawarga.
And saw you.
Mantenna ningali saderek.
He chose you.
Milih saderek.
He brought you.
Nyanak saderek.
Here you are.
Saderek aya di dieu.
And here I am.
Abdi oge.
A very important person.
Abdi jalmi nu pangpenting.
Because I've been so far.
Abdi tos jauh pisan.
Have seen so much.
Abdi tos ningali seueur pisan.
Have experienced so much.
Ngalaman seueur pisan.
Have reached millions and millions of people face to face.
Ngontal jutaan-jutaan jalmi sareng secara langsung.
Among most of the cultures of the whole world.
Antawis budaya-budaya di sakuliah dunya.
For 55 years ministering to people.
55 tahun ngalayanan jalmi-jalmi.
Always multitudes of 25,000 to 250,000.
Jumlahna 25,000 dugi ka 250,000.
And here I am.
Abdi aya di dieu.
Talking to you.
Nyarios ka saderek.
Look, I'm getting to be an old man. Oh, how I would love to come to your village or your town or your church or your house. And sit down with the Bible and pour out my heart to you.
I
want you to go out and make a bunch of dumb mistakes. If you can profit from what I have learned, then that will put you a long way down the road in serving God's purpose.
Di jalan saderek baris panjang dina ngalayanan tujuan Allah.
You see, I love
tingali saderek abdi mekanya saderek.
God is in me.
Allahnya dilebet.
I'm his messenger.
Abdi teu tusanana.
His spirit.
Mantena roh.
I'm his flesh.
Abdi teh salirana.
And I'm coming to you.
Nuju sumping ka saderek.
And telling you some wonderful truths that I have learned over 55 years.
Sian terang saderek sabeberapa beneran anu endah dipelajari ku abdi langkung ti 55 tahun.
One of these years, I'll go to heaven.
Di tahun-tahun ieu abdi nyaris angkat ka sawarga.
But if I can leave in you what I have learned.
Tapi abdi tiasa ninggalkeun saderek naon anu parantos dipelajari ku abdi.
The world will be left in good hands.
Ninggalkeun dina panangan-panangan bae.
Your hands.
Panangan-panangan saderek.
Because you're chosen.
Kumargi saderek kapilih.
You are God's choice.
Saderek teh pilihan Allah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you raise your hand right now and say, I am God's choice. What you doing?
Naon saderek teu ngangkat panangan ayeuna lajeng naros abdi teh pilihan Allah.
I am God's choice.
Abdi teh pilihan Allah.
Don't that feel good?
Gabungan sanes.
Yeah, say that every day.
Eta unggal dinten.
You and God are connected.
Saderek sareng Gusti dirakatkeun.
How?
Kumaha carana?
Through Jesus Christ.
Ngalangkungan Yesus.
These series concern the Christ connection.
Dari seri ieu kawis hubungan sareng Kristus.
So his choice calls for our action.
Janten pilihanna nyauran urang kanggo ngadamel.
The fact that he has chosen us.
Dien anjeuna teh milih urang.
And obviously trusts us.
Percanten jelas ka urang.
Obviously, we are his choice.
Jelas orang teh pilihanana kanggo ngalak.
For what?
Naon?
To do his work.
Pada melanana.
What's his work?
Naon pada melanana teh?
To give the gospel.
Ngabewarakeun Injil.
The good news.
Warta kabungahan.
To hurting people.
Ka jalmi-jalmi nu rajet.
So they won't hurt anymore.
Berasa nyina damang.
To sick people.
Ka jalmi-jalmi nu teu damang.
They won't be sick anymore.
Nyina waris walagri.
To sinful people.
Ka jalma-jalma dosa.
They won't be sinners anymore.
Nyina moal ngadamel dosa deui.
They'll be members of the royal family of God.
Baris janten anggota keluarga kerajaan Allah.
We're talking big kingdom business.
Tuju nyarioskeun perkawis bisnis ageung kerajaan Allah.
And you and I are part of it.
Abdi sareng saderek teh bagian ti kerajaanana.
God looked everywhere.
Diningali sagala tempat.
And he saw us.
Anjeunna ningali urang.
He says they'll do it.
Nyariosin anjeunna kedang
lapis. He chose us.
Milih urang.
He chose you.
Mantenna milih sareng.
That calls for action.
Nyaur kanggo ngalakukeun.
What kind of action?
Ngalakukeun naon?
Where?
Ka mana?
How?
Kumaha?
Action in his plan.
Ngalakukeun saluyu sareng rencanana.
Action within his choices.
Ngalakukeun di lebet pilihan-pilihanana.
Now let's read some good words.
Ayeuna hayu urang ngaos sabaraha.
Go ye therefore into all the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Sabab eta marane kudu iang, kabeh bangsa kudu dijadikeun murid kami.
Matthew 28:19. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Sarta kudu dibaptis kalawan panjenengan Rama Putra Sang Roh Kudus.
Teach them to observe everything that I have talked to you about.
Diwurukan sina ngalampakeun sagala rupa anu ngusbu kami diparentakeun ka marane.
And behold, I have good news for you, my friends, he says.
Yakin abdi gaduh warta kabingahan ka saudara.
You can always count on me.
Marane sok bisa gumantung ka kami.
I am with you.
Kami teh terus ngareujeungan marane sapanjangna.
To the end of the world.
Nepi ka akhir zaman.
Because you're my choice.
Sabab marane teh pilihan.
And I would never forsake you. You're my special friend.
Kami moal ninggalkeun maraneh maneh teh sobat.
I've chosen you.
Kami milih maneh.
Saved you.
Nyalametkeunana.
Redeemed you.
Nembusna.
Reconciled you.
Nyageurkeunana.
Justified you.
Ngabener.
Brought you to me.
Bawa maraneh ka kami.
Ordained you.
Ngangkat maraneh.
Chose you.
Milih maraneh.
Because I believe in you.
Kami percaya kamarane.
I trust you.
Kami percaya kamane.
I know you can do all of my work.
Kami nyaho mane bisa ngalakukeun segala pagawean kami.
Because I will always be in you.
Sebab kami bakal cicing di jero mane.
It's me in you that will do the work.
Kami nu di jero mane bakal ngalakukeun pagawean.
I am spirit.
Kami teh roh.
Your flesh.
Marane mah.
I'm in you.
Kami di jero marane.
Your flesh will do the action.
Awak marane bakal digawe.
Your hands of flesh will lay on the sick.
Jangan marane bakal nyageurkeun nu gering.
But it'll be me that heals them.
Tapi kami nu nyageurkeunana.
Your mouth of flesh will speak the words.
Amay marane anu ngucapkeun kalimah.
But it'll be me.
Kami.
That brings life.
Mawa hirup.
Your feet will transport you to more villages and towns and areas.
Mane bakal init ka desa-desa, kota jeung daerah-daerah.
But when you get there, it'll be me that does the wonder work.
Kumarane nepi kami anu migawe pagawean aheng.
Your ears of flesh will hear the cry of the needy.
Jadi mane bakal ngadenge jeumritna jalma-jalma anu ngabutuhkeun.
But it'll be me that's groaning inside to love them and heal them and bless them.
Kami nu ceurik di jero keur mikanya nyageurkeun jeung ngaberkahan maraneh.
Yeah. He gave commandment to the ones he had chosen.
Anjeunna masihan hiji parentah ka jalmi-jalmi pilihanana.
Listen to these words.
Jangukeun kalimah ieu.
Oh, let me say a word to you women.
Widian abdi ngadugikeun hiji pesen ka kaum istri.
I always recommend that women carry a yellow pencil.
Abdi osok mewarang istri nyandak hiji stabil koneng. Jilabet.
And in your Bible,
Alkitab.
When you come to verses that you think are just for the men,
dugi ka ayat anu ngango kaum pamegat kungkul,
put it yellow.
Pasihan tanda kuning.
And it won't obliterate it. You can still read it, but you know it's for the men.
Ieu mah kapupus tiasa kene di aos, tapi kecap eta kanggo pameget.
Now I appeal to women.
Ayeuna abdi nyuhunkeun ka kaum istri.
Be honest with yourself.
Jujur ka dirinya lira.
If you're not honest with yourself, I wouldn't trust you.
Upami teu jujur ka nyalira abdi moal percanten karanjeun.
I wouldn't trust you.
Abdi moal percanten.
The worst deceit in the world is self-deceit.
Kecap bohong di dunia teh, bohong ka dirinya lira.
I am saying something to you that will affect your life forever.
Di badannya leoskeun perkawis hal anu mangaruhan hirup aranjeun.
Carry a yellow pencil.
Tanda hiji stabilo koneng.
Put yellow on every verse that's just for the men.
Pasian warna koneng ka ayat anu khusus kanggo pameget.
Now this would be one of them.
Jadi ieu salah sahiji.
Be sure and color Acts 1 and 8 yellow.
Pastikeun sareng warnaan koneng ka Rasul-rasul hiji ayat 8.
You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Kita geus lumungsur nyarengan marane bakal meunang kawasa.
And you shall be witnesses unto me.
Sarta jadi saksi kami.
Ladies, be quiet about it and do it in the background.
Pamisi cicing sareng ngadamel di pengker.
Men, be loud about it and go out on the streets.
Pameget nyaksi sareng angkat ke jalan-jalan.
We understand that our tradition has taught us how to interpret that.
Anjeun ngartos, adat tos ngajarkeun urang.
And unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Tarang terjemahkeun, tug nepi ka tungtung bumi.
Put that yellow.
Pasihan tanda kuning.
Agreed.
Tuju.
Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Mohon, 2 Korintus 5.
Verse 18.
Ayat 18.
God has reconciled us to Him.
Allah tos ngaraketkeun urang sareng dirina.
Hey, listen to me.
Hey, dangukeun abdi.
That's not gonna happen if you pray enough.
Ieu mah kajantenan upami saderek cekap ngadoa.
You can fast 40 days and you can't improve that.
Kaderek tiasa puasa 40 dinten tapi teu tiasa ningkat.
Faith means we accept what the Bible says.
Iman hartosna urang nampi naon nu ku Alkitab diserioskeun.
God has reconciled the world unto himself.
Allah tos ngakurkeun dunya sareng salirana.
Wait a minute. It said the world.
Antosan sekedap dicarioskeun dunya.
Here's the shocking thing about the truth of Christianity.
Eta hal nu ngariwaskeun perkawis bebeneran Kristen.
The sins of the whole world are already paid for.
Dosa-dosa sakulia dunya tos lunas dibayar.
Every sin has already been punished.
Unggal dosa tos dihukum.
And every sinner has already been reconciled to God.
Unggal nu boga dosa tos diakurkeun sareng Allah.
By that I mean,
maksud abdi,
the price has been paid.
Pangaosna tos dibayar.
The full ransom is paid.
Dada tebusan tos lunas.
Their sins are already suffered.
Dosa-dosana tos ditanggung.
But the world doesn't know that.
Tapi dunia teterangin.
If they don't know it,
upami dunia teterangin,
they can't believe it.
Dunia mal persanten.
If they can't believe
dunia it, tetiasa persanten.
They'll continue to be lost.
Jalmina bakal leungit.
Even though they're paid for and redeemed.
Kana saranjeun atos dibayar sareng ditebus.
That therefore is our mission.
Kituna ieu teh tugas urang.
That is our call.
Kita panyar urang.
That is our life.
Kita hirup urang.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we do that because we are connected.
Urang ngalakukeun anaku sabab urang tos diraket.
God has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ.
Gusti tos ngakurkeun urang sareng salirana ku Yesus Kristus.
And then the next line, are you ready for this? He has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Anjeunna tos masihan urang pelayanan pendamaian.
Verse 20.
Ayat 20.
So we are ambassadors for Christ.
Jadi sim kuring oge rasul-rasul teh utusan-utusan Kristus.
Question for today.
Patarosan kanggo dinten ieu.
A fundamental question for your life.
Iji patarosan penting kanggo hirup saderek.
What happens when we discover how much God trusts us?
Kajantenan waktu urang terang sabaraha ageng Allah percantan ka urang.
How do you see your life?
Kumaha saderek ningali hirup saderek?
Do you have value in what God is trying to do in our world?
Masa derek gaduh nilai di lebet pada malan Allah di dunia ieu?
Does it matter?
Nah, ieu janten masalah.
You think if God wants something done, he'll just do it by himself, whether you cooperate or not?
Derek emut kena upami Allah pada mi, damel pada malanana anjeun ngalaku kenyalira.
Let him do it.
Tapi harus anjeun anu ngalaku.
He wants it done.
Anjeun anu kahoyong dilaku.
He's big and powerful.
Anjeun anu ageung sareng kawasa.
Let him move by his Holy Spirit across the world and do it.
Anjeun anu gerak sareng roh cina anu di sakuliah dunya.
That's the lazy person's way out.
Ieu teh pamikiran jalmi kedul.
It's kind of like Calvinism.
Ieu sajenis Calvinism.
Let God do it.
Anu ngalakukeunana.
He's planned it anyway. Leave it in his hands.
Saderek aya di dinya.
Is that where you are?
Anjeunna tos ngarencanakeun.
God's ordination calls for our action.
Nuntut tindakan urang. Kaputusan Allah.
He has chosen us.
Anjeunna tos milih urang.
He depends on us.
Gumantung ka urang.
He believes in us.
Percanten ka urang.
What kind of action?
Tindakan naon?
Action doing the will of God.
Ngalakukeun pangersana.
Action that produces evidence that Jesus is not dead. Remember, you shall receive virtue.
Emut aranjeun baris nampi kasayan. Rasul-rasul hiji ayat 8.
Acts 1 and 8. You, because I have chosen you.
Sebab kami geus milih marane.
You, because you are my choice.
Maneh teh pilihan kami.
Shall receive the same kind of virtue that I have carried in this world.
Karena rima kasayan nusarua nu dibawa ku kami ka dunya ieu.
Virtue to produce proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Kasayan kanggo ngahasilkeun buktos gugana Yesus Kristus.
The Bible says in Acts chapter
4,
with great power the people gave witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Dina kawasan wageng jalmi-jalmi nyaksikeun gugana Yesus Kristus.
You women got your yellow pencils ready?
Ibu-ibu stabilo konengna to sayap.
No, always carry yellow.
Tong hilap nyandak stabilo koneng.
You may be surprised to see how much of your Bible will be colored yellow.
Ranjin baris helok seueur warna koneng dina Alkitab.
Be honest with yourself.
Kira jujur ka diri aranjeun.
Don't kid yourself.
Ulah ngaulinkeun diri aranjeun.
Don't read those and click them out, click them out, click them out for the men.
No. Ayat-ayat teras ngaleungitkeun itu ngaleungitkeun ieu kanggo pamegat.
Put yellow.
Koneng.
To remind yourself. That's not for me. I can skip that. That's for my husband. He's the important one. I'm a nobody. He's important. That's for the men. Come on, be honest with yourself. Grow up. Jesus said in John 8,
31.
If you continue in my word, then you are indeed for sure my followers.
Upama aranjeun tetep nyekel pangandika kami aranjeun nya murid kami.
Matthew
28.
I just read it.
Abdi mung bade ngaosna.
Go and teach all nations. Of course, put that yellow.
Gramiang jeung wurukeun sakabeh bangsa. Markus 3.
Mark chapter 3.
Teruskeun warnaan koneng.
Verses 14 and 15.
11 sareng 15.
You might just make a note of all the verbs that are in these words.
Panginten aranjeun ngadamel hiji catetan sadaya kata kerja anu dina ayat-ayat.
You know, a verb is an action word.
Terang kata kerja teh kalimah tindakan.
If you continue in my word.
Pami aranjeun tetep nyekel panganika kami.
Meaning, doing it, acting on it.
Artosna ngalakukeun eta.
A verb.
Ngalakukeun eta.
Go.
Nindak.
A verb.
Niang, hiji kata kerja.
Teach all nations. Teach a verb.
Wurukan sakabeh bangsa, wurukan hiji kata kerja.
Mark 3:14-15.
Kilo ayat 14-15.
Color this yellow, ladies.
Warnaan koneng ibu-ibu.
He ordained. Now it says he ordained 12.
Anjeunna netepkeun janten dicarioskeun, anjeunna netepkeun 12.
You always have to stop and explain this.
Kedah liren terus ngajelaskeunana.
This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
Ieu teh pelayanan Yesus nu ngawitan.
Jesus was a Hebrew rabbi.
Yesus teh saurang guru Yahudi.
He grew up, he was cultured in the Hebrew way of life and in the Hebrew religion.
Anjeunna diageungkeun, anjeunna ngiring gaya hirup urang Yahudi sareng nganggam agama Yahudi.
There were 12 tribes of Israel.
Ayat 12 suku di Israel.
This was pounded into the conscience of every Hebrew.
Nyerep kana kasadaran setiap urang Yahudi.
And they had so many things in 12s.
Anjeunna ngagaduan seueur pisan hal-hal anu jumlahna 12.
Simply to remind them of how God brought them to where they are through these 12 tribes that brought the message to us.
Saukur kanggo ngemutkeun aranjeunna kumaha Gusti nyandak aranjeun ka tempatna anjeunna raya ngalangkungan 12 suku nu nyandak pesan ieu.
So to fit in with the religious culture of the day.
Dan supados cocok sareng kaayaan kaagamaan di jaman harita.
And to continue the Hebrew tradition.
Sareng kanggo naraskeun budaya Yahudi.
Jesus chose 12 to start with.
Yesus milih 12 kanggo ngawitan.
That would make a good mark for all the Hebrew people, all the Jews. Say, oh yeah, this is a good man. He knows the Mosaic law. He's going to be okay.
Ieu janten tangarasae kanggo sadaya urang Ibrani sareng Yahudi kanggo nyarios. Ieu teh jalmi sae terang hukum Musa ranjeuna kunanaon.
Then you come along and read it.
Rasa derek neraskeun macana.
And you say he ordained 12.
Kaderek sarioskeun anjeunna netep.
Oh well, you color that yellow because I don't mean you. That was for the 12 disciples.
Oh, saya sadek pasihan warna koneng kumargi nusane saderek iu kanggo 12 murid.
And we put halos on their head.
Bang bulu dan cahaya di luhurun mestakana.
And miss the blessing.
Sareng kalungitan berkah.
Don't do that.
Kau ngalakukan itu.
We could say he ordained the first 12.
Kurang tiasa nyaris anjeunna netepkeun 12 anu ngawitan.
He began his ministry, he ordained 12.
Anjeunna ngawitan pelayananana, anjeunna netepkeun 12.
Real soon he upped it to 70.
Engal-engal anjeunna namihan janten 70.
And then very shortly he said, that won't do, it's got to be everybody.
Terasina waktu sumsamporet anjeunna nyarios tekeun kitu.
You understand? When you read this 12, always you can insert the first
12.
He did not give these 12 anything different than he will give you and me today and that he gave to all of his followers later.
Anjeunna teu masihan ka 12 anu hal ieu benten tibatan nu ku anjeunna dipasikeun ka saderek sareng abdi. Lajeng anjeunna masihan ka murid-muridna.
You understand that? Okay, now, he ordained, let me say he ordained his followers.
Anjeunna netepkeun ka para muridna.
Is that legitimate?
Nah, iya sah.
You agree with that?
Nasarek satuju.
He ordained his followers.
Anjeunna netepkeun murid-muridna.
Those that he had chosen to follow him.
Parantos dipilih kumantena.
It's like apostles. We get all worked up about apostles.
Yes, seprotos rasul-rasul. Urang medama seprotos rasul-rasul.
Among the disciples, he had 12 apostles.
Antawis murid-muridna anjeunna gaduh 12 rasul.
Call them apostles.
Disebut rasul.
Apostle is a word that means someone that he sent on missions.
Rasul teh hiji kecap nu hartosna jalmi nu diutus kanggo misi.
I'm one of them. You're one of them. Acts 1 and 8, he sent us to the world.
Rasul-rasul 1 ayat 8 mantan ngutus orang ke dunia.
Okay, if you want to believe that, I've helped you to believe it. If you don't want to believe it, you won't believe it anyway.
Pamisadarek kersa percanten abdi bade nulungan sadarek kanggo percanten.
So it's your choice.
Janten ieu teh.
But I'm emphasizing God has made a choice.
Abdi nekenkeun Gusti atos tengadamel hiji pilihan.
He has chosen you.
Janten atos milih sadarek.
Ladies, ladies, he has chosen you.
Ibu-ibu manten atos milih sadarek.
The same as he has chosen the men.
Ngalakuan cara nu sami manten atos milih para pamaget.
He ordained the first 12.
Manten natepkeun 12 murid nu ngawitan.
And the others that followed him, he ordained them later.
Nusanesna ngiringan mantenna netepkeun aranjeunna sapaneurinana.
What for?
Naon-naon?
You think you should put yellow on this verse?
Napa ngemut saderek sakedahna ayat ieu warna koneng?
That they should be with him.
Anjeunna sakedahna nyarengan mantenna.
I like that.
Abdi resep.
He's with me.
Mantenna nyarengan abdi.
I'm with him.
Abdi nyarengan mantenna.
And that he might send them forth to preach.
Panginten manten ngutus aranjeunna angkat ka khutbah.
I like that.
Abdi resep eta.
You women, you're going to color it yellow, that's your choice.
Aranjeun bae isi upami aranjeun hoyong masihan warna koneng.
If you're going to let some pontificate tell you that God won't use you, that's your choice.
Aranjeun netepkeun saurang ngawulang ka Gusti nu nganggo aranjeun.
The world will walk on you. The world will walk on you as long as you let them.
Dunya baris ngahina aranjeun upami diantep.
Nobody walked on Daisy, my wife.
Seorang oge ngahina Daisy pun bojo.
She was little of stature.
Anjeuna langkung jangkung tibatan rata-rata jami.
Nobody walked on her.
Seorang oge nu ngahina.
She said, "Yes, I've got a brain. Yes, I've got a womb."
Seriusna nya abdi mah gaduh pianakan.
But I also have a brain.
Tapi abdi oge gaduh utek.
And I'm literate.
Abdi apal kana huruf.
I can read.
Abdi tiasa ngaos.
I don't need a pontificate to explain it to me.
Periyogi saurang anu sok mapatahan kanggo ngajelaskan.
I love that.
Abdi teresep.
Women, grow up.
Raisi sareng pertumbuh.
Be what God shows you to be.
Janten anu ku Gusti dipilih kanggo aranjeun.
He ordained them.
Antena netepkeun aranjeun.
Sent them forth to preach.
Mutus aranjeun angkat khutbah.
Can you take this, preachers?
Nah, sareng tiasa nampi ye.
And to have power.
Ngagaduhan kawasa.
To have power.
Ngagaduhan kawasa.
To heal sicknesses and cast out devils.
Kanggo ngadamangkeun penyakit sareng ngusir setan. Adi percanten eta.
I believe that. That power is in me.
Kawasa aya di leuwet diri saya.
All the time.
Panjang waktu.
I don't have to pray through to get it.
Priyogi ngadoa supados nebus kang ngomong.
It is always there.
Aya wae di dinya.
Because Jesus is always there.
Kumargi Yesus osok aya wae di dinya.
As long as you think you've got to rev up the machine.
Salami sadarek emut kedah ngahurungkeun mesin.
And go through a certain ritual or formalities to get yourself close enough to God for Him to use you in a spiritual way.
Lakukeun aturan-aturan sareng formalitas nu tangtu supados saderek caket kalah.
You've missed redemption.
Saderek kalengitan nu nebu. Supados mantena nganggo saderek.
Face it.
Ayunan.
Face it.
Ayunan.
Understand it.
Ingartos.
You've missed redemption.
Saderek kalengitan nu nebu.
We either are regenerated or we're not.
Urang dirobi atana Peter robi.
We are saved or we're not.
Urang diselamatkan atana Peter diselamat.
We are reconciled or we're not.
Urang diakurkan atana Peter akur.
You say, watch it, Osborne, you're getting legal.
Hati-hati, Osborne, anjeun ngajantenkeun sapertos hukum.
Listen, I've been to the world.
Abdi tos aya di dunya.
I faced the demons.
Mayunan setan-setan.
I know what I'm talking about.
Terang naon anu nuju ku abdi di sareung.
Jesus is always there.
Yesus osok aya di dinya.
I don't have to warm up and get ready.
Teu periyogi ngalakukeun latihan teras siap.
I'm ready.
Abdi siap.
And the poor devil knows it.
Iblis nu malang terangeun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Only believe.
Janten wae.
He won't do any good.
Pangan sup.
to be saved if you don't believe in your salvation.
Mangnyumpingkeun kasayan kanggo kaslametan upami sadere teu percanten.
Matthew 10 verse 1.
Matius 10 ayat.
He gave them power.
Antenna mere marane kawasa.
Say I like that.
Darioskeun abdi resep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He gave them power.
Tenna masihan aranjeun kawasa.
I don't want to be legalistic. Janten
seorang legalis.
But I want to be a believer.
Abdi hoyong janten jalmi percanten.
Verse 7 and 8.
Ayat 7 sareng 8.
As you go with this power.
Tumarane iang jeung kawasa ieu.
Look at the verb. Look at the verbs.
Tingali kat.
In verse 7 and 8.
Dina ayat 7 sareng 8.
Go.
Miang.
Preach.
Bahkeun.
Heal.
Kagerkeun.
Cleanse.
Lahirkeun.
Raise.
Sugahkeun.
Cast out.
Usir keluar.
You have the power.
Kagerkeun kawasa.
Go.
Miang.
Preach.
Bah.
Heal.
Nyegerkeun.
Cleanse.
Lahir.
Raise.
Sugahkeun.
Cast out.
Usir keluar.
That's us.
Ieu teh urang.
Hallelujah. Say that's me.
Kagerkeun ieu abdi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at Luke 9.
Tingali Lukas 8.
Verses 1 and 2.
Hiji sareng 2.
Oh, you ladies, you need to sharpen your pencil because you've worn it down quite a little bit covering all these verses.
Para istri seketen patlot kumargi aranjeun tos nutupan kata kerja.
You ready to?
Siap masihan warna koneng.
Put yellow on this one. He gave them power and authority.
Mantenna mere kawasa kamaranehna keur ngawasaan.
And sent them.
Jeung ngutus maranehna.
What for?
Kanggo naon?
To preach.
Membawarakeun kerajaan Allah.
And to heal.
Sareng ngadamangkeun.
He said, in whatever city you enter, heal the sick that are therein.
Kamana wae nu dianjangan cageurkeun jalma-jalma gering.
Verbs.
Kata kerja.
Verbs.
Kata kerja.
Action.
Geura nindak.
Luke 10.
Lukas 10.
Verse 8 and 9.
8 sareng 9.
Yeah, I already said that. In whatever city you enter,
kota mana wae anu dianjangan,
heal the sick that are therein.
Kagerkeun jalma-jalma gering wae dirinya.
Luke 10.
Lukas 10.
Verse 19.
Ayat 18.
I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Aranena ku kami geus dibekelan kawasa pikeun nincak oray jeung kajengkel.
And over all the power of the enemy.
Ya kitu deui kekuatan pikeun ngalawan ka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My friends,
dulur-dulur,
what happens when we discover how much God trusts us?
Naonu kajantenan waktos urang ngaraoskeun sababaraha ageungna Allah toskeun ka urang.
When we discover his simple plan and how we fit into it.
Waktos urang mendakan rencanana nu susederhana teras urang dikalebetkeunana.
When we discover that he is depending on us to carry out his plan.
Waktos urang mendakanana yen mantena gumantung ka urang kanggo ngalaksanakeun rencanana.
When we discover that he has committed his plan to us.
Waktos urang mendakanana yen mantena tos masrahkeun rencana ka urang.
What happens to us?
Naon nu kajantenan ka urang?
Action.
Geura nindak.
That's what happens.
Kajantenan.
We say if that's the way it is.
Urang jaraskeun upami ieu acarana.
We got to go.
Urang kedamiang.
I wrote a little booklet
in the early,
back in 1949.
Kapungkur tahun 1848.
Four truths that changed my life.
Opat bebeneran ngarobi hirup abdi.
Now I can't deal with them.
Ayeuna abdi teu tiasa ngabahasna.
But they are what changed my life.
Tapi eta teh anu ngarobi hirup abdi.
Number one, I discovered that sickness was of the devil.
Hiji abdi kenging panyawa ti iblis.
That the devil was bad.
Iblis teh jahat.
And hurts people.
Nyeri jalmi-jalmi.
I didn't know that.
Abdi teu terang eta.
I was Pentecostal, but I didn't know that.
Abdi urang Pentakosta tapi abdi
teu
terang eta.
Then that posed a problem.
Raskeun eta teh mangrupi masalah.
I was scared of the devil.
Abdi sieun ku iblis.
Sickness was of the devil.
Panyawat ti iblis.
I was afraid of sickness.
Abdi sieun ku panyawat.
So I had to make a discovery.
Abdi kedang adamel hiji pamendak.
I had power over the devil.
Abdi gaduh kawasa.
And I read the Gospels and found the dozens of scriptures that make it clear that I have been given authority and power over devils.
Maos Injil teras mendakan lusinan ayat anu jelas yen abdi tos dipasihan otoritas sareng kawasa ka iblis.
That posed a bigger problem.
Masalah,
a serious problem to my religion.
Di agama abdi. Ia masalah serius.
I had Pentecostal religion.
Agama abdi Kristen Pentakosta.
You ever see any of that?
Nah, saudara kantos ningali.
That really drove me in a corner.
Ia leras-leras mojokin abdi.
Sickness of the devil.
Panyawat iblis.
I've got power over the devil.
Abdi gaduh kawasa ka iblis.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so I better get the sick people.
Dan ten langkung saya abdi mendakan jalminu tedamang.
And with power of the devil.
Nah, langkungan kawasa ka iblis.
Since sickness of the devil.
Penyawati iblis.
They'll all get healed.
Abdi didamangkan.
Wow.
Wow.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, abdi resep eta.
But that led me up against the wall.
Abdi nenggar tembok.
Wait a minute.
Antosan sekedap.
What about God's will?
Tumasang pengersalah.
God makes people sick.
Tingadamel jalmi-jalmi tudamang.
God puts sickness on people as a gift.
Masihan panyawat ke jalmi-jalmi minangkahi hadiah.
A gift of love.
Iji hadiah kanya.
To teach us His love.
Tungabulang jalmi-jalmi perkawis kanyahna.
God gives us sickness to draw us close to Him, make us pray and come close to Him.
Masihan panyawat kang narik urang caket kamanten ngajanten keun rajin doa.
Paul was sick, his eyes were almost blind. They oozed stuff all the time, poor old Paul, and we're like him.
Paulus sedamang sacana ampir lolong, neteskeun kotoran sapanjang waktos Paulus karunyaeun.
God wills some to be healed and wills some to stay sick all their lives.
Gusti sabara urang didamangkeun sareng sabara orang itu damang seumur hidupna.
Besides sickness can bring God glory.
Kalau saya wis kita panyawa pingkeun kemuliaan kang Gusti.
You ever hear any of that stuff?
Nah pernah saya derek ngadangu bo.
Yeah.
Leres.
Sickness of the devil.
Panyawa ti iblis.
I had power of the devil.
Abdi ngagaduhan kawasa ka iblis.
I could make the devil go.
Abdi tiasa ngusir iblis.
The sick would get healed.
Tu damang baris dicager.
I'm crowding you here.
Ken nut.
But what about God's will?
Tapi naun pengersalah.
I had to make another discovery.
Abdi kadang ngadamel pamandak sanes.
I had to find out that it is as much God's will to heal a sick person as it is His will to save a sinner.
Kada milarina pangersalah kanggo ngadamangkeun panyawat sami sapertos pangeran kanggo nyelametkeun diri abdi.
I tell you, that turned me on.
Abdi masihan terang saderek, ieu ngajantankeun abdi.
Wow, I have the solution to the problems of the world.
Ayeuna abdi gaduh jalan kaluar kanggo masalah-masalah dunya.
But now, I was smart.
Tapi ayeuna abdi pinter.
I faced the biggest problem of all.
Abdi mayunan masalah pingageungeun tinu sanes.
Not a doctrinal problem.
Sanes masalah doktrin.
A blood and guts problem.
Telah getih sareng usus.
I knew it.
Abdi terang.
I knew sickness was of the devil.
Terang panyawati iblis.
I knew I could cast out devils.
Terang tiasa ngusir iblis.
I knew it was God's will to heal them.
Pangersa pangeran kanggo kadamangkeun aranjeunna.
What was I going to do about it?
Naon kudaku abdi dilampah terang yen.
There I confronted the challenge of action.
Abdi dipayunkeun ka tantangan kanggo ngalak.
Would I just take that home to my little church and be nice about it?
Abdi nyanda ka gereja ali teras-terasan.
No, Daisy and I agreed.
Henteu, Daisy sareng abdi tesak.
This is God's will.
Ieu teh pangersalah.
This is God's call.
Ieu teh panyaur Allah.
God's call calls for action.
Panyaur Allah nuntut tindakan.
We must go into action.
Urang kedah bertindak.
We did it.
Ngalakukeunana.
We went into action.
Abdi bertindak.
We were awkward for a while.
Abdi ngaraos aneh.
I'd like to tell you some of it, but I've got some other things I want to share with you.
Masihan terang perkawis eta, tapi bade dibagikeun ka saderek.
We went for our first healing campaign.
Diangkat nganggo kampanye kesembuhan ilahi nu ngawitan.
A little church in Oregon.
Di gereja di Oregon.
I went to my basement to fast for 10 days.
Diangkat ke ruang bawah tanah nganggo saum 10 dinten.
I wanted to get God interested in them sick people.
Yang Gusti merosea ka jalmi sedang.
I was praying and fasting and praying loud. I prayed loud. The louder, the further it'll get.
Abdi ngadoa saum satarik-tarikna, abdi ngadoa satarik-tarikna, langkung tarik langkung tebi.
I was what you call interceding.
Abdi juga lakukan anu disebat saderek syafaat.
And you know what I was praying for?
Terang anu didoakeun.
Oh God.
Tuh Gusti.
When I get down there to that place.
Abdi dugi ka tempat eta.
And the people come.
Jalmi sarumping.
Then I preach.
Abdi khutbah.
And then the people come for prayer.
Jalmi sarumping nganggo didoakeun.
And I line them up.
Abdi urang aranjeuna baris.
And I lay my hands on them.
Panangan diluhureun aranjeuna.
According to your word.
Numutkeun pangan ka anjeuna.
Heal them for me.
Numutkeun aranjeun kanggo abdi.
Heal them for me.
Numutkeun aranjeuna kanggo abdi.
Heal them for me.
Numutkeun aranjeuna kanggo abdi.
Heal them for me.
Numutkeun aranjeuna.
3 days of that. I was getting hungry. Heal them for me. Interceding.
Doa syafaat.
And I heard the echo of my voice.
Abdi ngadangu awuhan.
Heal them for who?
Ada mangkeun anjeunna ngango saha.
For who?
Ngango saha.
Friends, when that dawned on me.
Dulur-dulur waktos abdi ngartos ieu.
I went up and Daisy cooked the chicken dinner. I found out God was more interested in sick people than I was.
Gusti langkung katarik ku jalmi-jalmi nu teu damang tibatan ka abdi.
Here I am agonizing, going without food, trying to get God interested in them poor sick people that's going to come down there.
Jadi abdi usaha ngalampakeun tanpa iman usaha saparos Gusti katarik ka jalmi-jalmi nu teu damang.
See, that's a case of praying for things that God's already promised, already done, or already told you to do.
Ieu teh kasus ngadoakeun hal-hal anu ku Gusti dijanjikeun, dilakukeun, atanapi tos masihan terang.
And the Lord was so kind to me.
Gusti sakitu bageureunna ka abdi.
And said,
Inyarios.
Didn't I promise to do that?
Panang kami geus janji keur ngalakukeun.
You haven't done your part yet.
Marane acan ngalakukeun bagian marane.
When you do your part, don't you think I'll do my part?
Waktu ngalakukeun marane mikir kami baris ngalakukeun.
Didn't I tell you to go lay hands on them?
Pan kami marane marane ngalakukeun.
Have you done that yet?
Marane teu ngalakukeun.
Why are you worried about my part when you haven't done your part yet?
Marane hariwang kagana bagian kami waktu.
Oh, I got the message.
Oh, abdi ngartos warta eta.
Wonderful message.
Partos nu aheng.
I got to hurry.
Abdi kadangal-angal.
We got to move forward.
Rangkada teras maju.
Listen.
Dengukeun.
Paul is a great example of action in God's plan.
Paulus teh hiji conto nu hebat perkawis ngalakukeun sapagodo sareng rencana Allah.
In Acts chapter 9.
Dina Rasul-rasul 8.
Verse 20.
Ayat 20.
After his conversion.
Atas tobat.
Straightway he preached Christ.
Langsung anjeunna hutbah perkawis Kristus.
Verse 21.
Ayat 21.
The church was scared of him.
Gereja sieuneun ku anjeunna.
Verse 22.
Ayat 22.
He confounded the Jews.
Anjeunna ngabingungkeun urang Yahudi.
Proving that Jesus is the Christ.
Kumargi ngabuktoskeun yen Yesus teh.
The Jews sought to kill him.
Urang Yahudi usaha nelasanana.
The believers let him down over the wall in a basket.
Jalmi percanten nurunkeun anjeunna ti tembok dina karanjang.
He went to Jerusalem, verse 23.
Anjeunna angkat ka Yerusalem, ayat 23.
Tried to join the Christians at headquarters.
Da kanggo ngahiji sareng para pamimpin Kristen.
They were all scared of him.
Dadayna sieun ka.
You know, we put halos on their head.
Urang masang buleudan cahaya dina masakana.
They didn't know a convert when they got one.
Aranjeunna teu wanoh ka saurang anu tobat waktos menakan urang.
My point is, don't.
Poin ari nyaeta.
Don't make saints out of them and dummies out of you.
Tunggu jantankeun aranjeunna jalmi suci nu ku kanggo saderek.
We've learned a lot.
Urang tos diajar seueur.
Verse 27.
Ayat 27.
Barnabas, defended him to the apostles.
Barnabas ngabelan anjeuna di payuneun para rasul.
Then in verse 29,
ayat 29,
the Grecians tried to kill
him.
So the, in verse 30,
sekarang dina ayat,
the brethren sent him to Tarsus.
Anggota jamaah ngirim anjeuna ka Tarsus.
And then Paul decided, I'm not getting anywhere here.
Anjeuna Paulus mutuskeun abdi alim aya di dieu.
He went to Arabia.
Anjeuna geus ka Arab.
To rethink the scriptures of Moses and the prophets.
Harinya pandui ayat-ayat Musa sareng para nabi.
And he made this shocking discovery that was pivotal to Paul's ministry.
Adamel pamendak anu matak helok nu mangrupi pusat ti pelayanan Paulus.
In all of the prophets, they said, when this Savior comes, he's going to bring light to the Gentiles.
Sedaya nabi nyarios, waktos Mesias sumping anjeuna baris nyandak caang ka bangsa-bangsa.
He'll send the message to the Gentiles.
Jeuna baris ngintun wartos eta ka bangsa-bangsa.
None of the Jewish converts were interested in the Gentiles.
Desa urang oge para petobat Yahudi katarik ku bangsa-bangsa sanes.
Shocking.
Maruwas.
What's new?
Naon wanyar?
Who's interested in the unreached? Katarik
ku jalma-jalma nu teu acan ngadangu bawa Injil.
In Arabia.
Di Arab.
Paul, thinking over the scriptures of the prophets.
Paulus ngemutan deui ayat-ayat para nabi.
Realize that all of them said we've got to take this message to the Gentiles.
Dan sadanya rios urang kedah nyandak wartos ieu ka bangsa-bangsa sanes.
And then he got to wondering.
Lajengna anjeunna tataros.
If these guys really believed in this,
pamijalmi-jalmi teu leres percanten.
Why didn't they come to me?
Aranjeunna teu sumping ka abdi.
Why didn't they witness to me?
Nah, aranjeuna teu nyarita ka abdi.
I was there when they killed Stephen.
Aya didinya waktos aranjeuna nalasan.
I guarded the clothes.
Abdi saya gim.
I don't know, were they all scared of me, cowards?
Abdi teu terang, nah aranjeun teu sieun ku abdi.
Why didn't they tell me?
Nah aranjeun teu ngawartosan abdi.
Finally.
Tungtungna. Adang ku abdi.
Are you hearing me? God couldn't find one of his messengers to go to that man Paul. Would you have gone?
Gusti tetiasa mendakan saurang utusanana kanggo nemonan jalmi eta Paulus. Nah, daek anjeun miang.
God had to come in a vision.
Gusti kedah sumping dina hiji uga.
Stop him on the road to Damascus.
Nyariren.
Saved him.
Tun jadi jalan jas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Paul discovered.
Paulus mendakan.
We are God's voice.
Urang teh sonten Allah.
Christ has redeemed us so he can come into us and live. We become his continuators. He only showed us how it's done. Then he saved us, filled us with the Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost that he had received. And then Paul discovered. Now we are to continue doing what Jesus did. Hear me. Paul discovered.
Paulus mendakan.
The work of God has been committed, transmitted to our hands.
Pada melan Allah perantos diserenkan, dikintunkan ke panangan orang.
1 Timothy 1:11.
Iji Timotius hiji ayat 11.
The glorious gospel of the blessed God has been committed to our trust.
Ari aranjeun anu bener teh dasarna nyaeta Injil nu nyaritakeun kaagungan jeung kamulyan Allah nu percaya ka Bapa.
That's in your Bible.
Ieu dina Alkitab saudara.
Check that close.
Parios nu leres.
I thank Christ Jesus my Lord.
Bapa muji syukur ka Kristus Yesus.
Who has enabled me?
In
that he has counted me faithful. Putting me into the ministry. Who was a blasphemer. A persecutor. Injurious. Are we reading about you? Yes, some of you. But I obtained mercy. And the grace of the Lord was exceeding to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He discovered that the Gentiles, the heathen, the unevangelized must hear the gospel.
Anjeunna menandakan urang sanes Yahudi jeung muja berhala jeung ku Injilan kedah ngadangu bewara Injil.
Galatians 1.
Verse 15 and 16.
God separated me from my mother's
womb.
To reveal His Son in me.
Mantenna kersangwanokeun ka putrana
kasumuring.
Nah,
so that I can preach Him to the unevangelized.
Geus abdi ngawawarkeun mantenna di antais bangsa-bangsa sanes Yahudi.
And Paul adds to his testimony.
Paulus nambikeun kasaksianana.
Immediately I did something about it.
Gancangna abdi ngalakeun.
Glory to God. He said immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
Kamuyan gaung Allah mantenna nyaros saeutik oge kami teu ment.
My friends, listen.
Dulur-dulur dang.
There's not 4 months left.
Kedah ngantosan opat sasi deui.
The harvest is ripe.
Panenan geus koneng.
Our ministry must be a miracle ministry.
Pelayanan urang sakedana hiji pelayanan mujizat.
Let's go out and act like believers.
Ayo urang kaluar terus ngalakukeun sapertos jalmi persanten.
Let's put into action what we have received.
Urang tos kendina pada melanana anu tos ku urang ditampi.
Because His ordination calls for our action.
Kumargi umatna nyauran urang kanggo bertindak.
May the grace and power of Jesus Christ inundate your life.
Mugi nugraha sareng kawasa Yesus Kristus minuhan hirup sadaya.
In Jesus' name.
Di lebet nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amen.